Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
It's time for Mr. Hittner.
Whitner, Hittner, whatever you want to call him.
Former 49ers Pro Bowl safety and current NBC Sports Bay Area analyst Dante Whitner.
Dante Whitner hit everything he saw in opposing colors today.
Now here's Tolbert and Copes on KNBR 104.5 and 680, the sports leader.
All right, we do it every Tuesday. Dante Whitner, part of NBC Sports Bay Area's pre- and post-game coverage of the 49ers. And it rolls on. NFC Championship game on Sunday, 12 o'clock kick, right here on KNBR 104.5 and 680. And you'll see Dante all over this thing. Dante joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. What's going on, Dante? It's just normal stuff now. Right back into the NFC title game, man.
Absolutely. Three out of five or six for Kyle Shanahan. They have a lot of experience playing in big games, and this is a game that's going to take their best. The Philadelphia Eagles are playing well. The 49ers are playing, you know, lights out, 12 consecutive wins. It's going to come down to who makes that one more, that extra play, and hopefully it's the 49ers.
Does a win like last week, because I think a lot of people feel like this one's a toss-up game, and we'll get into the Eagles as well, and I know you'll do a lot of research on them and watch a lot of tape. But does a game like last week where the offense struggled, but Brock did not hurt them in the second half, and that was probably his best attribute last week, is that he did not kill them when they needed to hold on to the football and not turn it over. Does a game like that give you more confidence because they found a way to win, or does it give you a little bit of cause for concern because of how good the defense was against that offense early on?
What gives you confidence being that they were able to, you know, win a tight game in a playoff situation where all the marbles are on the line, and you have to believe that, you know, it was a lot of pressure on offense, defense, and special teams, and especially Kyle Shanahan, to make sure that you managed the rookie quarterback, to make sure that he didn't make mistakes. And then when he had to make those big plays downfield, he did, especially that throw to George Kittle where he bobbled it and nearly was almost picked off. That wasn't even in the play script. That was improvised, and, you know, a young rookie believing what he sees and then pulling the trigger. So I think it's give them more confidence going into this week. But this is going to be a totally different animal this week when they see this Philadelphia Eagles defense.
It was interesting, Dante, the Kittle catch. Diggs had a chance to do a number of things, try to get the ball, try to knock Kittle out, and he just kind of got caught in between. How tough is that for a safety? I mean, you don't want to hit the guy in the head. That's another thing you got to consider when Kittle's coming in. You don't want to get flagged for that. But is that ball, is that light him up and just see if you can knock the ball loose? Because Kittle kind of thought he was going to get hit, but he pulled the ball in at the last minute, and Diggs tried to go and knock the ball out instead of hitting him. I mean, as a safety, or who is it playing? He's a corner, but in that position, what are you dealing with in that position? Like, what are you looking at and trying to accomplish? Because it seemed like he was maybe in between what he was trying to do.
Well, for me, I'm going for the annihilation. I can tell you that right now. I'm going.
I should have guessed that.
Yeah, right.
I'm going. He's not going to catch that ball if I'm in the vicinity. If you know a guy like Diggs, he's going to go for the football. And in that moment, it was a little indecision. It looked to me like he closed his eyes. Right.
Yeah.
So we've all been there as defensive backs. You know, you get caught in the middle. Do I go for the pick? Do I go for the hit? He closed his eyes, assumed that he was going to be able to knock the ball out, and he didn't. You know, so it's difficult in that situation, especially with the rule changes. But knowing Diggs, you knew he wasn't going for the hit.
Got it.
Thank you, Dante Whitner, here on the UMA guest line. Niners and the Eagles, 12 o'clock on Sunday from Lincoln Financial Field. In this game, what is the – when you look at what they do well in the defense of Philadelphia, obviously 70 sacks this year, they're getting to the quarterback at an insane rate. When you see a number like that, what does it tell you about how good that offensive line is and creating pressure? What does it tell you about what the offensive line has to do? And what does it tell you about what can be successful for an offense when a team like that is getting into the backfield and putting pressure on a young quarterback? Where do you go?
Well, a lot of times when you see a defensive line that's overly aggressive, that has 70 sacks like the Philadelphia Eagles, you have to keep them off balance. You have to get the ball on the perimeter. Deebo Samuel, Brandon Ayuk, a lot of those bubble screens. You have to get the ball out quickly. You have to run a lot of draws and quarterback draws directly at the defense when they penetrate too far upfield. It's going to be imperative that Brock Purdy steps up in the pocket and makes sure that he attacks those B gaps with no indecision. You have to be a quick decision maker versus a defense that plays a lot of man on the back end. There'll be some plays for him to improvise, run around, and try to create some explosives. Otherwise, you have to go with a lot of those quick wide receiver sweeps to Deebo Samuel, get the ball out in the screen game to Christian McCaffrey. You just have to keep them off balance. But in the short film study that I had, I think the first five games I watched, they gave up some explosive runs. Those cutback lanes, you can run directly at this defense. They're not a steel gate across the front line when it comes to stopping the run. If Kyle Shanahan can keep them off balance with the run, the screen game, and the sweep game, I think that you'll see a similar offensive attack to last year when they played the Philadelphia Eagles.
What's going to be the key to limiting Jalen Hurts?
Well, this is going to have to be the defensive lines and the underneath linebackers' best game. And I say that because Jalen Hurts is a different animal. He's more so of a running back at the quarterback position that has good touch on the deep ball. He understands coverages. He can get the ball underneath. He can get the ball out quickly. So they're going to have their best keying game when it comes to that offensive line and those tight ends to stay in the block. A lot of times they're a little far downfield, and it's hard to read that RPO game. And then with Jalen Hurts, anytime his first read isn't there, he's attacking the B gaps. He's stepping up and outside. And when he gets outside the pocket, it's hard to sack him because he's taking advantage of the rules where he can just throw the ball away. So he throws the ball away, but he attacks the defense. If it's not there, he's running the ball. They're going to have their best tackling game as far as the secondary and second-level defenders. And in the defensive line, they're going to have to rush in unison, the defensive tackles compressing the pocket. I'm going to do a breakdown this week of, you know, some teams really rushing him properly and getting him on the ground. That's going to be the key to the game, limiting Jalen Hurts' running ability.
Did you see that this year? Are those games from this year? Because I'm wondering about that, how he fared as a runner on design run plays. Because that last game against who did they play that final week? When he didn't run, was it the Giants that week too? That's right. Then the Giants win. They play in Philly last week. So they didn't do a whole lot of design runs because they just kind of wanted to get him out there, knock the rust off, and make sure he wasn't taking hits to that shoulder. But when they're designing runs against some of these good pass rushing teams and good defensive fronts like the Niners have, how has he fared and what adjustments can they make to stop him if he has been successful?
Well, he's fared very well with the quarterback run game. And it's outside run game and it's up the middle. They like to go empty, get a hat on the hat, and allow him to pick and choose the spots up the middle, especially in the red zone, where they're going to have to be on high alert. And a lot of times they're doing the quarterback option where the back comes down, he's reading the defensive end. The defensive end takes the back, he'll keep it. If the defensive end plays him, he'll hand it off to the running back. They're going to have some gap exchange rules, which means that defensive end, you have one job every time. You have to come down flat down the line of scrimmage, and you have the running back every time. For the outside linebackers like Dre Greenlaw and Aziz, there's no indecision. You have no inside run gaps. You have to run straight for the B line of the quarterback in the alley, and you must get him on the ground. He makes guys miss. So that's going to be a key to the game, having those gap exchange rules, understanding your responsibility. And then when they go to the RPO in the play action game, those backside defenders that have you're responsible for the tight ends, you have to keep your eyes glued on the tight ends. And then from A.J. Brown and from Smith, a lot of inside breaking routes, a lot of fade routes. You have to stay on top of the routes. The safeties have to be extremely physical with their breaks when they're breaking on these inside routes and limit them after the catch. That's their offensive philosophy in a nutshell.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
What's the key to getting him down on the ground once you get to him? Because he's a big dude. He's thick in the lower half. He's not easy to bring down like some other quarterbacks. What's the key to getting him down to the ground once you get to him?
Well, you have to track that inside hip. And it takes me back to when Navarro Bowman first burst on the scene. I believe it was 2011 when we went up to Philadelphia Eagles and they had the Dream Team, where they self-named themselves the Dream Team. I remember Michael Vick running the alley and Navarro Bowman running them down perfectly, getting them down on the ground. And that's when we first knew that Navarro Bowman was special. So it's going to be just closing to that inside hip. As far as the defensive ends, this is a game where Bosa and Ebukam and those guys, you can't get too far upfield. You can't run a loop around him. You have to compress the tackles back into his lap and make him loop outside of the pocket. If you allow him to step up and jump in and get into the B gap, he turns into a runner and he attacks the defense. And if you aren't plastering on the back end, which means that you're staying with your receivers and tight ends, he's going to beat you for a lot of explosive plays. So it's put a lot of stress on the 49ers defense this week.
Which weapon is going to cause them the most problems, 49ers offensively to the Eagles defensively? Who's your guy, the hinge piece this week?
Well, you always have to go with Christian McCaffrey. And with the way that he can utilize his vision, the cutback skills, stop and cut on a dime, the screen game is going to be vital, being that they have an aggressive defensive line. And then I think Deebo Samuel out on the edge, really being physical with these defensive backs when it's all covered up and you have to break a tackle to make a key first down, you have to do that. So I think that that's going to be the key. The key is going to be Christian McCaffrey, how well he can exploit this defense on the ground, and when he gets the ball in his hands, making explosive plays.
I mean, it should be a lot of fun. Two best rosters in the NFC, correct?
Absolutely. I think it's the two best rosters. These are both the two best teams at the right time. They're both playing well at the right time, and they have unique skill sets on both sides. On for the Philadelphia Eagles, they want to stretch you on the outside. They have a good tight end in Dallas Goedert. They have a Pro Bowl running back. So it's going to be up to D'Amico Ryans to pick his poison on when you want to load the box, when you want to take away the deep fade game. So it's going to be a chess match back and forth. But I truly believe that Kyle Shanahan, being that it's his third time in the NFC, being that he has a quarterback that he likes, all of his guys are healthy at the right time, this is where you're going to see his offense on full display. Last week, the Dallas Cowboys, they played very well on defense, particularly against the run. I think that you'll see more diversity, a lot more of different personnel groupings to try to confuse this Philadelphia Eagles defense.
Go ahead, Tom.
I was going to ask him, is there a weakness in their secondary, something you think, or even in the lineback crew, something you think Shanahan might try to go at?
Well, they have two really good corners, and they like to play a lot of man-to-man coverage. And when you have that depth personnel that the 49ers like to utilize a lot, with Kyle Juszczyk, Ayuk, you know, and the rest of the guys that are so versatile and can play different roles, I think if they play a lot of man-to-man and he disperses these lineups, there are going to be so many different matchup issues that he's going to be able to exploit. So that's what it's going to be, that man coverage and how they like to align versus Kyle Shanahan and the way that he likes to disperse his personnel grouping. That could be a huge key in this game.
I mean, they've got some players on this Eagles team that were there when they won the Super Bowl, but for the most part, it's a different-looking squad. In terms of experience for this 49er team, a lot of these guys were here in 2019, and a lot of them were here last year who did not get to the Super Bowl. For you and your experience, you guys go in 2011, then 12, you make the jump and you get there. How much does experience play into a game like this? Understanding what your emotions will be, going on the road for a raucous crowd, is that a big factor in a game like this?
Absolutely, and experience is huge, mainly because there can be so many different distractions when you're getting ready for a championship week game. There can be different, protocols, and the communication is vital. You want to keep it as simple as possible out there. You want to do things and keep it as normal as possible. But it's the communication, is being having the experience and in the moment, handling things like you've been there before. And when we made it back that second time, when we actually punched our ticket to the Super Bowl over the Atlanta Falcons, we had a roller coaster game. We were down early. Right. We fall back, right? We had to stop them late in the game. If we don't have the type of composure that we had and the type of communication skills and the execution in those major moments, high-pressure moments, we don't get to the Super Bowl. So if we have a lot of young players out there that can't handle that moment, we don't get to the Super Bowl. So I think that having the experience that the 49ers have, being there before, knowing what it tastes like, what it feels like, is going to be an added bonus. But when you look at the Philadelphia Eagles team, three of the defensive linemen that the 49ers faced last year when they played the Eagles, they're all back. Three of the secondary members are all back. Two of the linebackers. So they've seen this team before, and they know how to exploit this team. So I don't think it actually has to be close as people think it is, but the 49ers are going to have to play their best game if they want to advance to the Super Bowl.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
So we know Philadelphia in all their sports is known for their raucous fan bases. What was the most unhinged fan base for you as a visiting player when you were playing?
The most unhinged fan base, I would say, would have to be the Seattle Seahawks. Being the type of team that they had, the individual players, being that they pumped the noise in the stadium, being how important those games were when we played them. The type of the way that their teams were built on physicality, offensive, defensive line, tough running back and running game. I would say that the Seattle Seahawks in their arena is one of the toughest, if not the toughest.
So you are convinced, because me and our former board op producer Brian Smith used to always argue on this. I was like, come on. He used to tell me they used to pump in sound. I go, come on, it's an NFL team. They're not pumping in sound there. More people I talk to that played there and stuff goes, oh, yeah, they pumped in sound. You say it like it's a fact. Like, oh, yeah, they pumped in sound.
It's 100% a fact. When you're on that sideline and that noise is just deafening like that, there's no way that those fans are that loud. I'm telling you. You can't even hear yourself think on the sideline. There will be times when the defensive back group, we will huddle up when we come off the field and we will have to get so close ear to ear to be able to hear each other. There's no way possible that that's just the natural fan screaming that loud. No
there
way.
You go. He was there.
You
he
were there. Know. You know, man. Yeah, you would know, Dante.
No way possible, guys. I'm telling you, when at the peak, oh my God.
So, have you ever talked to players about the Beast Quake, where they say there was registered on the Richter scale? Like, that was to me when that was sort of born, that noise.
Yeah, I believe it. Trust me. If you ever. And that was when they were just on the brink of becoming consistently good.
Right.
So those fans had a lot to really cheer about. And then Marshawn Lynch adding to it, the way that he flipped into the end zone, right, just the incredible run, the amount of broken tackles and the determination to get into the end zone. I truly believe that it was a small earthquake over there.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. It was
and wild. Let's not forget about the crotch grab going into the end zone.
Right,
too.
The backwards. I was ballsy, Dante. Yeah. That's what that was.
Thanks. Yeah, for sure. You know Mark that.
Yeah, man. Are you headed out to Philly? You guys going out?
No, we're not going to Philly. We'll be in studio. You know, we'll enjoy the big win in the studio.
All right,
so
nice.
You know, it's important, you know, for me to get on this film and try to put my word out there to. Really help, push the team over to a win, man. I want to get back to the Super Bowl.
Right. You want to break down a Super Bowl. We need to talk to Dante before a Super Bowl week, man. So one more, and they will be there. Dante, have a great week, man. Enjoy the game. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys next week.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the total trust guarantee.